Proclamation number 6603 of 23rd of July, 1956. Commitment for Truth. Without hesitation you should support the spreading of truth, for I guide it to earth for this purpose, so that light will shine amongst you humans, so that error and lies, which are never helpful for the soul's salvation, will be invalidated. You humans must walk in the light if you want to attain beatitude. But error and lies are darkness and never lead upwards towards the eternal light. Anything that deviates from the pure truth, which has its origin in me, must always be regarded as my adversary's activity, whose only aim is to extinguish light, to fight the pure truth and to keep people in spiritual darkness. And now you can also understand that his activity will never lead you to me. You can understand that his activity will be made easier for him if the human being is indifferent as to whether he stands in truth, because then error and lies can also easily be presented to him. But anyone who desires the truth will also receive it, for his desire for light will be satisfied by me myself. My bearers of light. The people to whom I can convey the pure truth directly. But they also have the task of entering the darkness and letting the light shine there. They have the task of illuminating every untrue teaching and branding it as error. And therefore I also admonish them again and again to speak without shyness where they know their fellow human being to be in danger of falling prey to an erroneous teaching and to oppose him with the pure truth. With a serious admonition to test with my support. Many misguided teachings have crept into the doctrine which I myself proclaim to people on earth. This has not remained unchanged, and my concern will always be to remove what is wrong, what has been added, so that only my teaching of love will be preserved and people will always be able to draw strength from it, but which is no longer inherent in the falsified teaching. And therefore this is a work of neighborly love, to help fellow human beings to become partakers of the strength of my ward. By offering them my pure gospel, which exposes everything that is wrong and ungodly and can truly bring light to people if they willingly listen to it. Anyone who earnestly strives towards me desires the truth in his heart and will not feel satisfied by a teaching which deviates from the truth. But anyone who does not want to give in to a misguided teaching, even if his attention is drawn to the fact that his thinking is wrong, does not have the serious will to reach me either. My adversary still has him under control, otherwise he would not represent the adversary's way of thinking. And every person can recognize for himself whether he is offered truth or error if he turns to me myself to help him to do so. For I will truly no longer let him dwell in error who appeals to me for truth. And thus the human being need only trustingly hand himself over to me myself so that I may guide his thoughts correctly, and he will truly find his way out of the darkness, he will willingly turn to the light which shines for him and shall illuminate his path to me. But you should lend me your mouth so that I myself can speak through you. You should speak openly and freely and I will put the words into your mouth which you will then also speak with conviction and thus help your fellow human being out of erroneous thinking who does not oppose you. Truth alone leads to bliss. Where there is untruth, my adversary still reigns. But every person can recognize truth and error if only he appeals to me myself for spiritual enlightenment, if he seriously wants the truth to be revealed to him. Amen.